The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man, we are glad that you are here hanging out with us over the next 5 hours. We've got a lot to talk about. The Knicks are in town to take on the Hawks tonight. We will certainly get to that. The College Football Playoff Committee spoke, but we are live at Flowery Branch inside of the Ticketmaster Studios, where within mere minutes, Mike Bell, we're going to talk to our head coach, Raheem Morse, and get his thoughts not only on the Cowboys showing up and you know, the beatdown that was at Mercedes-Benz, but also looking ahead. Guys, we got to turn the page today as they start preparation, getting ready for the Saints. This is not the same Saints team we saw a few weeks ago, right?
No, they've had a really star-crossed season, from looking like the hottest team in football the first 2 weeks to an unmitigated disaster, where they're shedding players and, you know, almost surprised Cam Jordan's still there. You know what I mean? They've moved on from Marshawn Lattimore to the Commanders yesterday. Heard about that. Got an interim head coach, Darren Ritzy, who was special teams, taking over for Dennis. Look, this team, I said trap yesterday. The more I think about it, yes, we're a better football team. Let's have our most complete game. Let's go basically from start to finish, from the green light to the checkered flag, and just run these guys out of the building, because we still have, even though the faces have changed and Jameis isn't there, we do still have some payback from an embarrassing loss to end the season last year.
At their place, they did not have to punch it in late. We know how that all played out, and Arthur Smith at the time ran onto the field. He was fussing at Dennis Allen. I'm sorry! Dennis Allen was apologizing. Right. Well, he's not there. And he's not here. And there are a lot of guys who are still in this locker room who felt that and felt some kind of way about it. The good news is, Mike, I think, and we'll talk to Coach about this, we're getting healthy. We need to get healthy, especially at the linebacker position. Right. Getting Troy Anderson back. Like, Troy Anderson had his best game as a Falcon, and then he got hurt. And so he's been out of the mix. And then, you know, we've seen these little nicks with guys being banged up a little bit. I think that's going to be key for us here over the next, you know, few games before we head to the bye week. And then, obviously, the other thing is Kirk Cousins got to continue to play at a high level. I mean, we could talk about all this other stuff, but we are here because of his quarterback play.
I'm curious to see if Drake London doesn't go, how that changes things in the approach. Does Pitts get a more expanded role in this game? We'll see about that, because certainly there's, without Lattimore, there's one less weapon to try to guard some of the things we want to do in the passing game. And then a lot of guys, of course, hit us up yesterday throughout the show once the trade deadline came and went, and today on the text line and on social media. Look, the general manager did not speak, and not like he's ducking. He just wasn't scheduled to speak, and nothing happened. So we'll do the best we can to ask Coach Ryan. Now, he can't specifically mention other players around the league. That literally is tampering.
Correct.
But we can try to get a feel from him as best as he's, you know, forthcoming as he is, about, were you close? Did you have an interest? Were you pursuing? We'll try to get that out of him and see what happens. But, I mean, one thing for certain, once we get done today, you said it, turn the page. We didn't improve our pass rush. They think the pass rush improvement exists in the building.
404-726-0929. You guys can always hit us up. Find us on Twitter. We do not call it X. He is Mike Bell, ATL, and I'm at Put 'em Up. See Dukes. The radio show is Dukes and Bell 929, and follow the radio station at 929 The Game. Stay up on everything that's going on. Also, we're going to have a chance to talk with Matthew Bergeron. You heard Mike talk about this with the midday guys. He is a guy that doesn't say a lot but plays his butt off. and he's been really good since he got here. And Mike mentioned plug and play. That's kind of how we view him now once we've seen how good he's been. And to be quite honest with you, I mean, we talk about all the things this team got wrong and has gotten wrong over the years, Mike. Lindstrom, Bergeron, they got those two pieces right.
Right.
And when you add that to what was already here, we know Dahlman has been under, you know, on the injured list as well and suffering as far as being out. But the depth of this O-line has really played a role into us also being able to win. And that speaks to the front office. So, and I'll say this too about Terry. He doesn't do interviews usually during the season.
Correct.
So when the season starts, for Falcon fans who may or may not know this, like, they want Coach Raheem Morris to be the face and the voice of the team during the season. And the offseason is really when team building happens and the GM and the front office do a lot of the work. That's when we see and hear from a lot more of Terry. So, again, we're going to do everything we can to hopefully get a chance to hear from him. But at the end of the day, that's kind of what they tell us here, and that's kind of the way it's been. Hey, this hour is brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Visit your Man Cave Store this season at mancavestore.com as we're live at Flowery Branch. Mike, as we wait, Coach, to get in here and visit with us because they're having an early practice today. The committee speaks last night, and, you know, the thing is, guys, we kind of figured that the SEC and the Big Ten are going to be the two conferences that are going to have the most teams. Now, how that's going to look,
right,
I don't know, between now and the end of the season. But it's Oregon, Ohio State, Penn State, Indiana. It's Georgia, Texas, Tennessee, Alabama. Right now, those are the teams that the committee is looking at, and Alabama is a two-loss team as we speak.
Yep, and I know that a lot of folks are going to say, come on, man, Boise State, their biggest claim to fame is losing by 3 points to Oregon, which is impressive considering, you know, what they are. But do you really want to see a team whose strength of schedule is 51st in the country, you know, that doesn't have a big market going up and knocking out plug in your school here, any of your SEC or Big Ten or even Big 12 for that matter? I know they want to give the little guys a piece of the pie, but I don't think the fans want to see it.
And for me, I don't care about the size of where they come from or the conference. If they deserve to be in, fine, put them in. If they get the hell beat out of them, they get the hell beat out of them.
But I mean, but there's the thing though. You know, we expand to 12 because we, you know, first thing, it's a TV show. You know, let's not lose sight of that. They're trying to get the best ratings and generate the juice. I just think that, you know, at the end of the day, Army is a different thing. The service academies are different because of the heritage. Now, again, a long shot if Army is going to run the table by the time we see them.
They got to run the table.
Boise State, I don't give a crap about Boise. I could give a flip. I just want to see the best of the best and a chance for a team. Now, here's the thing. A two-loss Alabama has a better chance of making a run on the road than a Boise State because they don't have the depth. That's my argument.
I hear you. To win a game in this tournament is almost like getting to the NCAA tournament and winning a game. And then you win two that weekend, and all of a sudden you're in the Sweet 16, and everybody says, what a great season you've had. If any of these teams, 12, 11, 10, and 9, win a game, and they're on the road and it's unexpected, you have had a great season because you got in the playoff, you won a game on the road, which nobody's going to think that they're going to be able to, and then, Mike, you move to the next round. I think that's how I'm looking at this, sort of like that first weekend of the NCAA tournament. And what happens in the NCAA tournament? At the end of the tournament, it's Duke, Kentucky, UCLA. Right. Like, it's the teams that you expect to be there. I don't expect this to be any different.
Now, you can get mid-majors in college because their guys stick around for school for 3 or 4 years.
But I want to see it.
They beat the one-and-dones. In football, those schools that are on the fringe just don't have the depth to go toe-to-toe. That's why I was never for expanding this playoff because I still think you're going to get chalked.
For 3 weeks, I would agree with you. For one weekend, anything can happen. And we see it every weekend.
Right.
We're going to see upsets this weekend. And by the way, as we're talking about Alabama, we're going to take a quick break. Coach is going to join us here coming up at Flowery Branch. This is an elimination game for Tennessee or Alabama. Oh, excuse me, for LSU and Alabama. They both have two losses. I do not think a three-loss team is getting into this, regardless of their brand.
LSU's on the outside looking in, as is Ole Miss right now. Again, the more teams are going to lose in front of them. Strength of schedule for the SEC teams would be something to hang their hat on. But, again, they did do what they do. Give us a little bit of conversation by putting Ohio State ahead of Georgia.
All right, guys, more to get to. Coach Roz on the way. Matthew Bergeron as well here at Flowery Branch. We're getting ready for the Saints, man. It's time to turn the page, and we will. Coming up on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Or visit mancavestore.com. Mike and I going around and around talking about this college football thing. Well, we'll see. I mean, we're waiting on Coach to stop in here. They got a practice that, well, I mean.
Speak of the devil.
Yeah, I mean, his ears must have been burning.
Hey, man.
What's going on, Coach?
You guys come on early for me?
Yes, sir.
Well, we do whatever we need to do to get here for you. You know the deal.
Right on.
I'm trying to move the damn so I can get away from you guys.
I heard that.
Right.
Coach Raheem.
Tried to move the day up so I can get away from these.
Well, you know, they let us know.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
That you guys are practicing early, and we were like, we'll be there.
Communication.
We'll be there. Well, it's the key. You know, it's the key, not only on the field, but also off the field. Coach Raheem Morris joining us, guys. Our Falcons playing some really good football. And, Coach, first of all, congratulations on the win last week. Before we start to look ahead, you know, everybody was wondering what that game was going to look like. And I felt like, and I'm curious to know what you think, you know, I never felt like they were going to at any point take control. Now, I know you're on the sideline and you might feel differently, but Mike and I, we're in the stands like things are rolling for us. We're getting stops. I even thought the touchdown where, you know, the tip ball where they catch it in the end zone. It's like, okay, sometimes luck goes your way. But where do you rate that as far as the four quarters and our play compared to what you've seen so far this season?
I think that was a good example of us being able to dictate terms. That's a really the way I like kind of describe that. It was like you came out and you really got a couple drives stalled because of some self-inflicted wounds. The holding that we got earlier, the next holding that we got, we jumped offside. So those are the things that kind of stopped us from moving the football all the way like we wanted. But on defense, we're able to get some key stops. We're able to actually hit the quarterback twice early in the game. We're able to make them a little bit skittish in the pocket and have to move around and make some plays like they did in the touchdown play, which you're referring to. But we're really able to control the game and really do a lot of really good things when it came to managing the football game the right way. They had a really special returner. And you wanted to keep the ball out of his hands. We made a mistake on our first kickoff by getting it to him.
Save me that question. There you go.
Which was huge, you know, to get that penalty on that play. Our guys playing penalty-free football is a big part about how we want to play. Obviously, you saw the plan when we kicked it away from him the rest of the game. And then you got to worry about him in, like, the punt situations. And I was really proud of how we were able to mitigate his ability to hurt the game and really be a game wrecker on our special team standpoint. And, like, that was just the whole key of being able to win the games. That's why I probably felt really good for you, and it felt better, and it felt like it wasn't as close as the game actually was because of those things and those factors, you know. But there's still a lot of things for us to improve on, right? How to close out games better with our 4-minute offense, you know, how to not let them score that last touchdown, things of that nature. And then, like we talked about early, how you don't hurt yourself by jumping off sides or getting a hold in that really makes drives a little bit harder on yourself. And like, if we could do those things, those are the things that you're constantly working on with that growth mindset as a team that really calms you guys down.
Coach Ra is with us, guys, inside the Ticketmaster Studios. Second week in a row, you guys sniff out a fake punt. As teams are always a part of the game, but, man, teams is really killing it.
You know, I talked to Marquise Williams, who's, I think, in my opinion, is the best special team coach in the National Football League, and, you know, his assistant, King, and what they are able to do and how they are able to distribute the information to our guys at a very skillful manner, at a way that is understandable, is relatable. And for those guys to have likable, learnable systems, I think is the most important thing. And our guys are prepared and ready to do those things at all times. And not to say that nobody will ever get a fake punt on us or make a play, but I know our guys are prepared and ready to do it. And if a guy is able to out-execute us, they will. But, you know, for Brooks to absolutely know a guy off our practice squad that we're able to elevate, be able to come up, you throw a pass on him, there's no pass interference in that situation, to be able to knock that pass down. You know, there is holding, so you can't hold the guy. But, you know, all of those things, all of those rules, all those things that take place within those walls of the classroom that translates out to walkthrough that then goes to practice, I couldn't be more proud of the things they're doing.
I'll be honest with you. I was waiting after those first two sacks for you to turn to the audience and go, are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
Where's Dukes and Bell?
Where are they? Where are these guys who keep killing me about these sacks?
That's not my style.
We know, Coach. We know. But here's the deal, though. We did get three in the game, and Caden Ellis had a hell of a game. My question is, our linebacking core is getting healthier. Anderson and I don't know what the update is, but – you know, getting these guys back, is that a part of the plan to incorporate more of those guys helping with the rush? I don't know if fans pay enough attention, if Falcon fans are saying, hey, we've been doing that. Coach, we just haven't been getting there. Is there going to be more of that? That's my question.
You know, you have to do those things, right? And then it's kind of like what we talked about every single week before we actually registered a sack for you guys, right? It was like, hey, I see it in practice. In practice, preparation eventually equals game reality. And that was closer to what I've been seeing every day in practice as opposed to what we've been giving to you sometimes on the weekends, right? You got to go out there and execute. The guys got to go out there and play. But you can definitely look forward to seeing more Troy. You can definitely look forward to seeing more Caden. You can definitely look forward to seeing more of those guys come in, Nate Landman, or whatever the case may be, along with the outside backers and the inside people that rush for us, are just giving more production off how they play and the way they're going to go about their business. It just – I feel really good about the guys that we have, and I have for a while.
Right.
And I was happy to see some of the results come out so everybody else can see it as well.
I don't want to ask you to speak for your general manager, but a lot of folks were wondering, were we going to make a move at the trade deadline? We never know what the ask was, what you guys were evaluating, guys that were available. I know you can't mention specific players. Were you pursuing, as best you can tell the audience, were we pursuing anything at the deadline, just couldn't come to fruition?
I always give you guys stuff, but, you know, Terry does such a great job of really scouring the roster at all times and finding ways to improve. And, like, at this time of the year, really, general managers across the board talk to each other. And there's shoppers, there's buyers, there's all kinds of guys. And there's sometimes people just calling to inquire about different things. And, like, you're always fielding calls. You're always talking. So I'm sure you talk about all these things. You get a couple of different scenarios on the table. And if something realistic were ever to come to us, Terry will walk down the office, be able to talk to me, go through the process, let us make decisions together. We're always going to do things collaborative. It's just on collaborative on get hired day, right? Mm-hmm. It's collaborative throughout the whole process, right? And it's a collaborative efforts between myself. You know, we always incorporate and talk about it with our owner. We always talk about it with our people that are really in charge, our coordinators on my side of the ball. And on his side of the ball, you're talking about Kyle Smith, you're talking about Ryan Pace, you're talking about Tumbo. All of those guys are all involved. So, like, we try to involve as many people as we can to make sure we bring the right people in there, first of all, and we're able to add people that's going to help us and give us value that we want and that makes sense for us. So, you know, nothing went down yesterday, and it's exactly what it is. But you can't forget how much you like the people you have. Like, all of a sudden, overnight, I didn't stop liking my guys.
Right.
I love my guys. And, like, I love the fact of who we have. I love what we have. And I love what we can even get better, right? Like, we got people that's not playing at the level that we're going to get them to play at, and I can't wait till it happens.
Coach Ra, at camp, I kept talking about Darnell Mooney, and I said, I think he's going to have a special season. A lot of people said, whatever, Dukes, you're crazy.
Okay, I might have said that.
Five touchdowns, 588 right now.
I think six, isn't it?
Correct.
Oh, no.
Five after this weekend.
Drake is six.
Did you know? Did you have any idea that this connection was going to be what it is with him and Cousins?
This is not the me show. So this is what I'll say. I say Mooney was a product of playing against him and recognizing who he was as a player. Also collaborating with a guy that took him in the draft in Ryan Pace. Also knowing the kid from his draft process and what he brought to the table, the seriousness, the demeanor, the quickness, the need, it all fit. So when we're able to go get him, who knows, you're going to be able to come out and have as much success as he had, but we knew he'd be the consistent contributor for us, and he'd fit opposite of Drake perfect.
Right.
And so when all those things added up and made sense for us, maybe not to everybody else in the league, but for us, we knew it was a guy we wanted to go target and go get, and I couldn't be more pleased with the stuff that he's doing right now.
What's up, Darnell?
Coach Ross with us, guys, inside the Ticketmaster Studios. Early start today with an early practice, and one of the cool plays, we talked about it on the show on Monday, Diggs is kind of confused, out of position. Cowboys don't know what's going on. All of a sudden, Mooney, it just breaks for a big play. Kurt sees him, and it seems like you also got them to call, burn some timeouts as well, which is always part of the game, too.
It was awesome. You know, the execution, you know, we talked about the clean game that Kurt played the week before, and then he follows it up with a cleaner game. You know, and it's like the execution, the understanding by Kurt, I pick on him every week. He goes through this process. He's a maniac on Wednesday where he's angry at everybody, it feels like. And then by Thursday, he loosens up. He's able to go out there and practice. And then on Friday, he's all angry again. And then Saturday, he's this great human. And then Sunday, he turns into this alien that we know has changed, right?
Right.
And like, that's his process. That's what he goes through. And he laughs at it, whatever the case may be. But his connection with those guys and those guys being to go out and execute the things that we talk about and the situation that we see it on, it's really coming to fruition for all those guys, and I love it.
Coach, my words, not yours. The Saints are a mess. Does that even matter with all that's happening in their house as to how we approach this weekend, what we do anything differently? Like, because people always feel like, I think fans feel like you see and hear all that and you go, and like, we can't take anything for granted, right? We this is the Saints. This is a rivalry game, regardless of what's happening.
So this is what you got to know about all of that stuff. The perception from the outside looking in is that they're a mess. The reality is what the Saints make it, right? We've been in that situation before. Mm-hmm. We've been in that situation even with us right after the draft. And we just come out and you go through your process and you got to believe in what you're doing. So whatever they got going on in the house doesn't matter to us. Our preparation has to be as if everything's in line, they're coming in all guns blazing, and they're ready to go, and we got to be prepared to play our best game. And that's what we're doing. We're trying to figure out a way to go through our process. We're trying to figure out what's best for us this week. We're figuring out how to go out there and get our next victory. The what it takes me is going to happen. We're going to go through our practice. We're going to go through our game. We're going to go through everything, and we're going to end up in New Orleans, and we're going to be playing a real football game. And then once that starts, Alvin Kamara is going to be there. You know, David Carr is going to be there.
Yeah.
They're going to have significant players on defense going to play, Alante Taylor and those type of guys. And that matters.
Coach Ross with us, guys, talking about the Falcons and the Saints. I know we'll get the injury report coming up here in a bit. But, Drake, you feel he's going to – is that be game time, or how's that looking?
You know, I feel good. I'm not in the business of hiding guys and trying to act like they're not going to play. But I really feel good about Drake playing. Okay. I feel good about where Drake is. We said he was day-to-day. And, you know, obviously we'll get more information as we get a chance to practice tomorrow, as we get a chance to practice on Friday, as we get him through the process. But Drake's a competitor. And it's not more for that he wants to be out there for his fans than go play football for his guys.
Coach, did that happen on the touchdown? I mean, I didn't know or had an idea of when that play took place. All we realized was he was on the sidelines.
It was, you know how the adrenaline's going. So it could have been a big explosive play caught right before, right, and then it happens with the touchdown. But when he came off is when he felt it. He tried to go back in, couldn't make it quite back in, and then he was out for the rest of the day.
Raheem Morris, in this interview brought to you by our friends at the University of Texas, MD Anderson Cancer Center, here live at Flowery Branch. Coach, I don't want you to take this the wrong way, but I got to ask this question.
You always thought off with such a defensive question.
Well, because this is going to be asked, and then you're going to look at me the way you look at me, and then you're going to be like, why the hell did you ask me that?
No, but,
okay.
I'm not.
Man, I'm all ears for this one.
All right. We knew Michael Penix wasn't going to play.
Yes.
We knew that. Rook is hurt, but he has played.
Yes.
Trice, injured. Dorless, hadn't played.
Yes.
Those are our first four picks. And, yep, and fans are saying, what are we getting out of this rookie class? And I don't know if it's fair to judge this class quite yet. We're not, you know, we hadn't seen enough of these guys. But that's something, and we're winning in spite of that, Coach. The depth on this team is showing you that even without playing some of these rookies, because you were in a place where you guys played rookies last year in with the Rams, and those cats played really well for you. That's not been the situation here. As we said, some of these guys have played. How do you evaluate this rookie class?
You don't. Dukes, when you go out and you want to draft people really from a year off when you're a good football team. When you're not a good football team and you got to play those rookies and you put them in those situations, sometimes they're not ready, you can expose them or they have a bunch of success. Mm. And usually you kind of mitigate it by giving them good plans and things they can go out there and execute and let them play really fast and let their talents come out and let them flourish. We got a good football team. Like, I adapted a good football team. When I got hired here, it was a good football team. the excitement about the team was because of the team. It wasn't because I was coming back to hang out with you, but it was because the players that was on the team. Bijan Robinson, so we're not going to play Jace. Tyler Allgeier, so we're not going to play Jace. Grady Jarrett, David Onyemata, you know, like, the guys like that, they limit the ability for those young defensive tackles that we got behind them. They're not going to play as much. TQ, Zach Harrison, you got guys you drafted in the second round and the third round years before that. I've really got some experience to go out there and play really well for you. AK on the edge. Obviously, Trice got hurt. Rook's been hurt. Rook's jumped into that lineman and got into the mix, but he got his ankle. And then, obviously, you know, Michael Penix, that was a plan for the future for the whole time, right? We went out and we addressed the quarterback situation, which we felt we had to address in our whole building. That was the number one goal. That was the number one thing we wanted to do. And went out and got Kirk Cousins, and he has paid off in a big way. And then you go out and you get Michael Penix for your future because you don't want to go through those situations again that we've been through with the last 7 years. We don't ever want to do that again. And now we got two guys in the building that we feel really great about. We got a bunch of guys in the rookie class. Some have been playing different roles, whether it's been JD on special teams, a little bit mixed in on the inside linebacker spot where we had guys out.
Right.
And now he can ease back out the linemen as Troy's and the Ellis's and all those guys that you're excited about come back. And are you going to use them more in the rush plan? Yeah, of course. So when those things happen and you're able not to play some of these rookies, that means you got a really good football team.
We talked about Ebikadi earlier.
No, it's a little different for us. Yeah. Right? Right?
Right. For real. Like, no. That's exactly
well,
right.
Well, we talked last week about Braylon Trice, and that's just, look, we'll never know. We'll have to wait till next year, but he looked like a rock star in the small sample size we got to see of the dude. Braylon Trice will be here next year. Arukaroro will eventually get back. Ebikadi, we talked about last week. You just mentioned Caden Ellis. Caden Ellis had 7 sacks 2 years ago with the Saints. That's a guy, is that what plays into maybe with Jimmy Lake's plan? He gets more involved in walking him up and trying to get him on the quarterback.
There's no doubt. I believe he's leading all inside linebackers with pressures and some crazy rush stat. Again, stats, right? You guys go dig those things up and talk about it. But
it's right.
He's doing some really good things rushing the quarterback. We just hadn't got some of the results of the sacks and things of that nature. But last week getting a sack, recording that. Last week having 13 tackles. I believe he hit the quarterback. It felt like 9 times.
Yeah.
But he was all over the place for us. And that's how you want to play. That's the vision you have from day one. But I tell you what, you don't have to peak in this league right at the beginning. Right? You want to peak as we're going, and as you hit this stretch run, it's start to figure out who you really are.
Was there anything different, real quick, just wrap up, about the new – anything different the guys had to pick up on the Jimmy Lake defense? Is there any nuances they're getting better at as the season's progressing?
There's a little bit of understanding how a guy calls it, how you want to go through your process. There's always a small learning curve of all those things, and there's always going to be give and take to both sides. You got some really good football players like we just mentioned here. You know, you got a great mind upstairs, Jimmy Lake, and all the coaches that we're able to bring in, whether it be Jay Rogers or whether it be Jockey Smith or whether it be Jerry Gray, people that have been here, all these guys getting together and collaborating. And now you're starting to see AJ start to play really well. You're starting to see Ellis play really well. You're starting to play Grady start to pick up where he's left off and what we've known him from and do some of those things. So like that learning curve is going to happen. It just happened a little bit faster for us on offense, and now it's starting to happen for us on defense. And hopefully we hit a wave and get all those things clicking on the cylinders and like Marquise Williams has been doing on special teams all year.
Coach, Saints Sunday, I'm not sure if Taysom Hill's back. All I know is when he's in the game, he's going to run the ball. He's running it.
You assume he's back if he's not.
If he's not. What do we need to do Sunday?
We got to stop the run. You know, make no mistake about it. They got whatever you want to call Taysom. We call him the Joker because he's the wild card.
Yeah.
Right? He can play anywhere he wants to play.
I thought it might be a four-letter word you call him.
He can play. You might call him that when he's not listening. He can be the quarterback. He can be a fullback. He can be a tight end. He can be a tailback. You know, he may line up at wideout. He's all over the place. So he's the Joker, right? And he does so many good things, but the best thing that he does is run the ball.
Right.
And then they got one of the best, if not the best, running back in the National Football League. And we got to find a way to stop the run. You know, obviously, they got some receivers down, but they got some young guys that are going to be out there playing. But you got to go out and stop the run. It's a little bit of old school football. They got like the old school mentality, 2 backs in the backfield, like kind of like when you played. But they got a little downhill run game.
Coach, chance to go 5-0 in the division.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for. Let's go get another one in New Orleans.
Let's go get a win.
All right, appreciate you, Coach. Coach Raheem Moore is here with us on Dukes and Bell. Interesting stuff there from him about when you have a good football team. Mm-hmm. That's interesting. Matthew Bergeron is coming up. We'll talk about what Coach had to say. Bergeron is going to join us next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We're live at the Ticketmaster studio, inside the Ticketmaster studios here at Flowery Branch. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Coach Rogers joined us. We're going to talk more about what he had to say about this rookie class, but right now we're joined by Matthew Bergeron, our left guard. This dude's a silent killer. And listen, when he got drafted, everybody went, oh, Syracuse, where's this guy? And he's come in here, Mike. He's not said a whole lot. We love his personality, but he has been a baller for the Atlanta Falcons. Right. Matthew, man, how you been? It's good to have you.
Oh, been good, man. It's been a good year. I'm having a lot of fun, so I'm just happy to be here with you guys, man. Thank you for having me.
Right. And not to blow smoke, but we did say last year, rarely does a guy plug in, and we're not talking about you. Mm. I'm not hearing holding number 65. You know what I mean? It's just, unfortunately, it was an injury, but you took advantage of the opportunity, and you've been starting ever since.
No doubt. I mean, I'm just surrounded by a bunch of great guys. It's like playing next to Jake Matthews, playing next to Drew Dahlman, having Chris Lindstrom, and obviously Coach Lethford has done a great job for helping me with that transition, because I was a tackle in college and came in and played as a left guard. It's a lot different, you know. So they did a good job of helping me. So I'm just really grateful to be surrounded by those people.
So playing left tackle, and obviously that means he's got good feet, guys. Right. If you're an offensive lineman and you're playing right. left tackle, yeah. and then they move you inside, mm-hmm. how much has that helped you?
I mean, everything that I learned at tackle definitely helped me with that transition at guard. But also, some of these things maybe also, like, knocked me, you know what I'm saying, as far as, like, I got a tendency of playing high.
Because of tackle?
Yeah. And at tackle, you get a lot more space as far as in pass protection and in the run game. So I had to tighten up my feet, tighten up my hands and stuff like that. So I think that might have been the hardest part of my transition. So I'm still working on it. You know what I'm saying? Nobody's perfect, but yeah.
You get like half a count of tackle. You know, it's guard. They're right there.
Right, they're right there. Yeah, those guys are right there. They got a big jump on you, and that tackle, you get a lot more space. So that was the main thing for me, just getting used to It's like a fight in the phone booth at guard. You know what
right.
I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, they're right there. So you got to be quick with your hands, quick with your feet. But, yeah.
Well, it's funny because we had Jake Matthews on a couple of weeks ago. It's Matthew Bergeron's with us in studio here, and he was saying, I said, man, it seemed like what we just said to you, it seemed like you plugged in. He goes, yeah, man, he picks it up. He likes, you talk about your swag, mm-hmm. you know, because you don't want to not be yourself. Coming, if you have attitude and edge, you got to play with that, right?
No doubt. You got to have an edge, and especially in this league, you know, everybody's good around you, so you got to have a certain confidence about yourself, about your game. So it definitely helped me a lot, and I feel like there's a huge difference in my confidence from last year and this year, just with experience. Mm-hmm. And the year two is totally different. I got a good routine going and stuff like that. So, yeah, it's been good. And, you know, playing next to Jake definitely helped me a lot. I don't got to worry about making calls and stuff like that because he got that down.
Right. It's true. He's making those calls on the O-line.
Yeah.
Hey, man, let's talk about our run game, Matthew, because we've been pretty damn good at it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we hear this all the time. Guys take pride in it. Like, you like getting off the ball and banging guys and moving them out of the way and creating that space for Bijan and Tyler. And then, you know, to celebrate, right, when these guys break a run, you know, Tyler had, I think, a 20-yard run that was called back last week.
Yeah.
But, like, you see that, you feel good as an offensive lineman. Like, we can do this.
Oh, no doubt. And it gets us going. And just seeing everybody buying in into the run game, you know, you guys might not see it, but, like, guys like Drake London going in and blocking, guys like Darnell, Ray having key blocks, and it just gets everybody going. And, you know, when Tyler's out there running fucking two people over, you know, it just gets everybody going. So we're super hype about it. Obviously, Bijan's an incredible athlete. He makes us right, you know, some of the occasions. So it's just good to have, you know, those two guys back there and just going at it.
Matthew Bergeron is with us, guys. So last year, obviously, it didn't work out. This year, it's like, what a change of script. I mean, you know, Kirk Cousins comes in. By the way, what's it like playing with this guy? Because everybody we've spoken to said, man, he's a leader. He's a trip, basically,
yeah.
to play with.
I mean, he's a great dude. You know, obviously, the word they're describing is leader. Mm-hmm. You know, as soon as he walked in, everybody bought in. I think that's the main thing to be said about Kirk. He got a great attitude about the game. And, yeah, most people in office look up to him.
You've gone up against some dudes already, right?
Yeah, right.
Inside, Chris Jones.
Yeah.
You know, you got a little bit of that T.J. Watt early in the mm-hmm. season. Is there somebody you went, man, that was a battle today? Like, you know, and no disrespect to any of these cats because everybody in the league can play, but, like, have you left on a Sunday and been like, that was a battle?
I mean, I feel like every Sunday there's a battle, man. Like, compared to college, you know, there's same game in college. You play those small schools.
You just took advantage of them.
Yeah, you're right. But you get in the league, no matter how good or how bad the record is,
they're good.
They're going to have some guys out there. You
right.
know what I'm saying? So I just feel like every week's a battle. But you play certain guys like Chris Jones, guys like Quinnen Williams.
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously we have to play Derrick Brown twice a year. That's a big challenge for us. Obviously, you gotta be on top of your fundamentals and just go out there and try and make it right, you know.
I know that Danuzel had to deal with Villaveda. Villaveda's arms are like tree trunks.
Oh, my God. He's so big and strong. Yeah, yeah. He's a different cat. But, yeah, like we have to play that guy twice a year. And no matter how good or how bad the team is, they're going to have some cats that can play ball as the National Football League.
A lot of talking or little talking down there on the line of scrimmage. I mean, I'm not talking about calling the calls.
Oh.
I'm talking about talking. Like, because when big boys get tired, yeah, man, it's hard to talk a little smack, man.
No, it is. Huh?
Do you talk that?
I talk a little bit. Last year I said a word. Last year I said a word, but this year I talk a little bit more. I was talking about confidence earlier, but I definitely talk a little bit more. But yeah, in the fourth quarter, everybody's just quiet, you know, because it's a long game, and yeah, you just focus on your assignment.
Yeah. So what's your go to? It's gonna be like this all day. What's your go to?
I don't know. I just go with the rhythm, man. You know, I get shoved after a play or something like that. I'm gonna turn back and talk a little bit, and it's just fun to see because like
I'm gonna pancake your ass, yeah. Right?
It's just fun to see because like, you know, it gets guys like riled up. You know, if I see Newsle get picked on, whatever, I'm gonna go out there and have his back. So it's just good to see that everybody just coming in together.
Matthew Bergeron's with us here, guys, inside the Ticketmaster Studios. By the way, you ever drop any French on somebody? They have no idea what you're saying.
Oh, I haven't dropped any French on nobody, but I actually played Ben St. Juice last year, corner from the Washington Commanders. He had the game-winning pick against us last year in Mercedes-Benz. So we talk smack after the season a little bit, but I'm excited to play him again this year.
It's gonna be an interesting game,
right,
man.
No doubt.
What do you think about the Saints, man? We saw them already.
Mm-hmm.
Going on the road, you know. I mean, you were here last year. Look, this thing, we don't like them, right?
Right.
I mean, what it is. Like, this is a college rivalry in the National Football League. Mm-hmm. We don't care what's going on with them. Coach said our prep is going to remain the same. But what do you see? Is there anything different? Do you think than the first time we saw these guys? And what are you expecting on Sunday?
I'm expecting a physical game. You know, obviously they have something to prove. We have something to prove, and it's Saints week, so no matter how good or how bad the other team is, they're going to be a physical game. It's going to be a fight. And, you know, last time we went to New Orleans, and it wasn't a good outcome for us. So a lot of guys, you know, I didn't forget about it. So I want to go out there and get a win. And but I just know they're going to be riled up. You know, obviously they've had some changes in the office. And so, yeah, they're going to come in ready to fight and trying to knock us off our route. But we'll put our head down and work.
All right, man. We're just talking. Matthew grew up, Carl, just down the road about an hour and a half from Montreal.
Yeah. Mm.
And we're just talking about maybe we'll get you on for a Formula One podcast.
Man. Oh, we should. We definitely should. Man.
Big Max Verstappen fan.
That'd be dope.
I'll be a great guest. So I every year I get a chance to go to the Canadian Grand Prix. And last year I was able to go to the Aston Martin garage.
Oh, cool.
So I got to see the
crazy,
the
right?
And stuff
I was
like
Lance Stroll and his dad, Lawrence Stroll, richest guy in Canada.
Lance Stroll's from Quebec. So, right. You know, yeah. So it was good. It was actually fun, yeah.
That's crazy, man. Mm-hmm. Well, hey, we are big fans. Right.
There you
man,
go, brother.
Keep grinding.
Appreciate you.
Enjoy watching you, you know, do what you do, and let's go get a dub on Sunday.
Yes, sir. Let's do it. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely.
Appreciate you guys.
Matthew Bergeron, guys. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're going to come back. We'll talk about all the things we heard from Coach and Matthew here live on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.